Hello and welcome to Something Something Podcast. This is episode 39. I am Dan.
And I'm Kev.
Welcome back. Yes. We have extremely special guests today.
We do indeed.
All the way from Australia, the Countdown Movie and TV Podcast, Paul and Wayne. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, fellas. How are you going?
Hello, good sirs.
Thank you to be here. Very much for joining us today. It is actually so nice of you to join us.
Yes.
I'm tingling.
He's very happy.
Well, thank you for the invite. It's a pleasure to be on someone else's show and to leave all the editing to you guys.
Particularly from Paul.
That'll be fun later, definitely.
Well, I'm the one that's doing it, not you, Kevin. So it should be pretty interesting. But yeah, thanks for joining us. How has your week been, guys, in Australia?
Well, it's a long weekend over here for us in Australia, woohoo! So that's nice. Oh, I don't even know what the reason for the long
Labor
weekend
day.
Is. Labor fucking day, there you go. So we've been doing fuck all. I mean, I've been doing fuck all. So it's been quite nice, and, you know, we've been catching a movie here and there.
Yes, we have.
Yep. How about you, Paulie?
All of that except additional being a parent, so nothing exciting to report. No, that's not true. We have plenty of exciting things to talk about, but once we get to the appropriate segments.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, a long weekend, I'm very jealous.
Yeah, we've got ours coming up at the end of March, Good
we have,
Friday.
Yeah. Free
and then
time.
Easter Monday. I love Easter. You've got to love chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, that'll be Good Friday. Will be Batman vs. Superman as well.
Oh, which we've booked into. So. We're booked in for that, aren't we? Are That's you guys booked point. In for Batman vs. Superman?
We are totally. Yeah. My ovaries are tingling also. You see, I actually had to trick my girlfriend into seeing it with me because she's all like, oh, superhero movies are crap. I'm like, this one will be good, woman. Just chill. And so I am going to have to you know, wine and dine the shit out of her to get her to turn up. But fortunately, Paul's in my corner.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're going to see it together at some gold class, like, type fucking big, like, fancy-ass movie shit going on.
Well, it should be fancy-ass because it's costing about...
$90 or something.
Yeah, double the
amount
it normally costs.
Well, that's for two people, but basically you get to drink alcohol and shit like that in the cinema and have really pimped out, like, you know, electric recliner
But if
chairs.
You do the same thing at our local cinema, it costs $55. So my girlfriend has been having a pink fit all week.
Has she? Oh, shit. Sorry about that, man. This is all on me. This is all on me because I'm the Batman geek. And,
And I'm an enabler.
I thought our cinemas were expensive.
Yeah, our cinemas are expensive. You got the IMAX. Do you have IMAX over there?
We do.
Not in
Perth. IMAX.
Oh, no, sorry. Carousel does
Yeah, it's a shithouse, though.
Yeah, shithouse cinema in Perth has IMAX, apparently. But it's the worst IMAX going around. It's nothing compared to... I've been to London IMAX before, and that is massive by comparison.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. We've got one in our local town, and it's really nice, but for like one person, it's like nearly £17, which I don't know how much... dollars
age, that's not
like
that dissimilar actually.
Yeah,
it's about $30 Australian, $31 Australian, so it's about the same.
It's a rip-off, really.
Oh, it is.
Well, yeah, that's great. I think we can just jump straight in, can't we?
Sure.
Strange news and what's trending across the world, and we've got Paul and Wayne that have got hopefully some news from their side
Indeed.
Of the world.
Yes,
and we'll jump straight into that now. Hi, welcome back. This is the bit where we talk about everything strange and news and what's
trending,
going on in the world.
And Twitter and stuff.
I just realised we didn't really introduce Paul and Wayne properly, so if you guys want to tell the listeners what you do, and then we'll carry on.
Sure. Our podcast is called the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews Podcast, and we basically count down different lists about movies and shit. And
not
talk
shit.
About no, also some shit.
Okay.
So, so my news today is, related to movies as well. And in fact... Sorry?
All right.
And so, in fact, it's about Will Smith.
Mm, that is shit, you're
yes,
right.
Yes, it is shit. No, listen, I know Paul's not a fan of Will Smith. I'm indifferent, I'm fine with him. He sometimes is good, sometimes he's bad. I'm interested in seeing Suicide Squad. But speaking of which, that Suicide Squad director, his name is David Ayer, is now working on another project with Will Smith and Joel Edgerton, a fellow Aussie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a movie called Bright, where, get this, Will Smith plays a policeman who is half orc.
What?
That's right, Missy. Half orc, like as in Lord of the Rings orc. Like, that's
really?
What it is. It's a cop thriller with fantasy elements. And the script is by Max Landis. who did the Chronicle and stuff like that.
Yeah, okay. So, and the didn't he work on Fantastic Four?
Let's forget about
that. That was Josh Trank.
Yeah. But, I mean, I can feel Paul's indifference right now.
He wrote American Ultra. That's what Max Landis did.
Yeah. Look, I don't want to hold out a whole bunch of... But what gets me about this is, if someone pitched to you as one of the world's biggest movie stars, dude, here's a movie, I got it for you. You're going to play a cop who's half a fucking orc, right? And you probably just go, get out of my office. But...
Orc you?
Yeah. but, you know, him and Joel Edgerton, who's making his name these days, are both signed for this, and David Ayer, who's got a movie that is hotly anticipated. You might think that the plot or the script must be something special to get these guys on board, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you would think.
Mm.
You don't think?
Mm.
No, okay, fine.
I can't. I don't know about you guys, but I can't believe that. That's so
weird. It sounds weird. Yeah, when I heard it, I said, this is bullshit. But it is, in fact...
pretty random to me.
It actually sounds pretty fun.
The way they would have to go about it is that it's like this world where it's like, oh, there's some people who are... they have to try and make it realistic. I don't know how they would do this.
Well, 25% of the world are interested, like Kev.
Yeah.
Then they're okay.
Do you know what it sounds like? It sounds like he had a conversation in a bar. They were getting drunk very quickly. And it was just like, oh, so I've got this idea for a film. And like Will Smith's thinking it's a joke. And he just says yes to it. And this is how it's born.
Yeah, that's right. Alcohol.
We'll see what it's going to be like.
I'm actually intrigued. The more I think about it, I'm like, oh,
50% of the world.
Yeah.
See, there you go.
More intrigued than anything else.
Basically... well, yeah, that's what, you know, Paul and Wayne talk about movies, and Wayne just went on a tangent there. That was good. But, that's what they do.
It is what we do. We do a lot of that. We also, I reckon I might be able to trump your ridiculous movie-related news. So here's my strange news item, and again, it's related to the movie. 23 Jump Street has been announced.
Really?
That's not strange. Have you guys seen 21, 22 Jump Street?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think we're fans. I'm not sure about you guys.
I loved both movies.
I love it. I think it's brilliant. Both films.
Yep, really it was
good.
Great
films. So you've got a good, successful movie formula. If we go on the four of us as being a representation or a small sample of the world, 100% of us like those films.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you mess with it by doing this? They're moving ahead with a sequel, 23 Jump Street, that also acts as a reboot for Men in Black.
Huh? How?
They're crossing them over.
You know, I have seen this.
You knew about this.
I knew about this a while ago, and they were doing this.
So it leaked during the Sony hacks, but everyone thought it was a bit of a joke.
How did this even work?
But they've actually now progressed to the point of making a script, and both Channing Tatum Jonah Hill are on board. They've signed. So,
but surely you're diluting the brand by taking a franchise, which is essentially, it's over.
Yep.
No one's watching another Men in Black movie. No.
It's a reboot. So we don't get Will Smith.
Oh, it's a reboot.
We don't get Tommy Lee Jones.
That's why
Josh Brolin.
Because it's a reboot. I think that's why it could work.
But you put aliens in,
I know.
In 21 Jump.
But look at the end of the credits of the second one and the ridiculous sequels they had sort of like, you know, as a joke.
Which I loved.
Planned.
Yeah. Funny as a joke. Less funny if we have to watch the fucking thing.
Damn.
But I think that's because ridiculous. Of that, they've just gone obviously all out and now introducing aliens into the franchise. I don't know. Channing Tatum, Jonah Hill, they're funny guys. They could work it.
This does trump mine, I must say. This one I'm...
A trump, but it's certainly...
I'm going to see it, but...
At least Will Smith was wise enough to not be in this one.
Or wasn't offered it.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go.
All right, over to you guys. Tell us your strange news if...
that's pretty
that's
good.
Not strange, enough.
Strange updates of news from the movies there. I have to touch on this because I said I would. The Ghostbusters reboot.
Oh, yeah.
Now...
it's just a laugh.
Oh, my God. I'm so ranting and raving. But you seem to like it. And so does... I have to shout him out.
I think it was okay.
Guy, Nick.
I wouldn't go as far as saying like.
Well, he seems to like it. But when
we all
looked at it, and Wayne, we're all like, maybe we're on the bench a little bit. I don't know about your thoughts now, guys.
I've seen it. I've watched the trailer a couple of times more. My first reaction was, this is shit. You mentioned Nick from Epic Film Guys. He was saying that he didn't mind it so much. Dan, hate it. Am I right?
Dan hates it.
Yeah, I just maybe I'm just too fanboy.
I'm on board because I'm a massive fanboy of the original Ghostbusters. Even number two,
I like number two.
I love
two.
Number two.
So did I.
Number two's my favorite.
Everyone in America
hates
number two.
Yeah,
Vigo. freaking Vigo, man.
Yeah, it was fine. It was totally fine. It was
at the end of the day, this is a remake. It's not like they're not trying to. Well, it's a reboot. They're not trying to remake the original films. They're not nothing like that at all. They're just it's a new spin on the genre, and I think because of that, like you've just got to have a bit more of an open mind to it, really. Because what I don't like though is that they sort of tied in the previous films in the trailer to suggest that it could be a sequel.
I'm on board. See, that's the thing. I don't know that it is a remake. Is it officially a remake?
I've got no fucking idea.
You got no fucking idea. Okay, so my issue really was I'm fine with them rebooting it. That's good. My issue was you look at the trailer and these jokes weren't funny. Goddammit.
That's my issue as well.
No.
So that's gonna make me mad every time.
Ghostbusters is primarily a comedy. I think we'd all agree.
Yeah. Yep.
It's fun. It's an adventure. It's there's a few spooky parts and whatever in it. Certainly not a horror. It's a comedy.
Yes.
And this trailer did not have one funny moment.
That's exactly. Because it has Melissa McCarthy and she's not funny at all.
It's too slapstick comedy for me, and it is, in my opinion. I'm not feminist or anything, but it's aimed more at the women market. Rather than guys, because they like... Maybe they're trying to introduce Ghostbusters to ladies and more of a wider new audience and the next generation of young children. Because we're like, let's face it, we're old.
Well, we're older than others. Yeah, you're not that old. But, like, I mean, this is not our podcast, so I can say any damn thing I want.
that may giving you the frown.
That's right, Paul going, what the fuck, you just alienated all of our people. No, here's the thing. With respect... Women aren't as funny as men.
Oh, Jesus, Wayne.
Oh, God.
Wayne, women are just as funny.
This is not affiliated to something.
The views of Wayne are not representative of the
being an a-hole. No, no.
Podcast or the something.
Okay, disclaimer,
podcast.
Boy, eat a dick. Now, yeah, no, but okay.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
These actresses are funny actresses. We've seen them in, like, Bridesmaids.
Bridesmaids, like hilarious.
Kristen Wiig's funny.
Kristen Wiig is funny. Melissa McCarthy was funny in some things. I've actually heard that the movie The Heat with her and Sandra Bullock is a funny movie.
That is hilarious. I've seen it. It's
is
really
it?
Funny.
It's shit. Yeah,
it's okay.
Dad, it's really good.
No, I didn't really like it.
Really? Because when I saw the trailer, I thought, fuck this movie and the horse it rode in on. I'm not going to watch it, right? But then I'm hearing all these stuff around the web like, this is actually a real funny movie.
You should watch it.
Legitimate sources.
Okay,
really?
Okay.
Right. Maybe I'll give it a go.
It's not too bad.
There's the albino guy and the jokes. They're funny.
It's more.
Have you guys seen I Spy?
It's just Spy.
Spy. Yeah. Have you guys seen Spy?
No.
No, I heard that's really good.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering how that compares to the
There are good bits in it, and it's a nice R-rated comedy, but it just goes. It doesn't quite. It's not.
I'm pretty sure it made your worst 10 films of the year.
Yeah. Really? There's good bits in it, but it's. Yeah, I fucking hated a lot of it.
I just read that Jason Statham deadpan is pretty funny.
Oh, no. No. Jason Statham shit in it.
For one scene is funny. Jason Statham deadpan for about half a film.
It's actually one joke that they play out 40 times. So it's not so... Yeah, I mean, I'd be interested to hear what you guys thought about it, actually. I remember... Because a lot of people do like it. I'm not one of those people. So there you go.
Not to get too sidetracked. Okay, that is... Yeah, Ghostbusters trailer. Yeah, I think it needs to be funnier. And the power of pain does not compel me to watch this film.
The one thing that really wound me up about that trailer... was the complete sacrilege of the Ghostbusters theme tune into some weird, dancey, techno shit.
I must admit, that was... Yeah, you're right, that is that gave me the shits. I actually, the thing I liked about the trailer was the tech. You know, the proton packs look a little bit cooler. They've got two guns instead of one rifle thing.
No, it looked like...
The bit where the chick has two guns, yeah.
Hoover.
Pulled the inside of a fucking washing machine out. And put it on their back and put some LED red lights inside it.
Yeah, it was red. That might be what
I
liked about it.
That's what I get. If that was a sequel, then they would know, surely they'd have the original plans of the proton packs from the original films.
Exactly.
You know, so they're remaking these things from scratch. So that must be, they must be remaking it. So then why tie in, 30 years ago, the four scientists did this? It doesn't make sense.
It's officially a reboot and not some sort of sequel.
Well, the trailer suggests that it said 30 years ago, four scientists discovered this.
Yeah. It's a sequel, y'all. It's not a reboot.
Yeah, but then they should know the plans for the packs and stuff.
Fucking hearse for a car.
They should have all the gear.
I'm not going to go too much
debate,
into that.
Debate.
If this conversation has proven anything, it's that this does incite some very strong feelings.
It does.
I'll still go see it, just even if so we can bag it. I don't know. Just...
Well, we have to go see it because we do a movie-related podcast and we'll have to fucking review it.
I will have to go see it as well.
But... Looking forward to that one.
You can watch it on your own with your own popcorn.
Take that, Kev.
Yeah. Thanks.
What did you find?
I don't even like popcorn. So mine is actually pretty strange in comparison to all your guys.
I've got other news bits, but I'll get you going first.
So, guys, have you heard of Reddit?
Yes.
Yes. So on Reddit, there's a Today I Learned section. And this one is movie-related as well. So it's Today I Learned that Jean-Claude Van Damme made his debut credited as playing gay karate man in a 1984 film called Monaco Forever.
Really?
Yeah.
And it's... Okay. This is a Belgian movie or an American movie?
I have no idea.
Today we learn this little fact.
Yeah.
But it doesn't elaborate too much on it, does it?
It just says he studied martial arts at the age of 10 and made his debut as a gay karate man in 1984 film Monaco Forever.
I like how they just called it Gay Karate Man.
I know, that's just brilliant.
He hasn't got a name.
Gay Karate Man.
I know he started Bloodsport, and that was his first US movie, which I love. I love that movie.
No Retreat, No Was he in that? No.
Yeah, but that was after Bloodsport.
Oh, was it?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
But from to go on to how, like, he became a massive name in film after that.
Yeah,
totally. But to start off as a great karate man, it's...
Did you ever see Bloodsport?
No, I never did.
Oh, another film I need to introduce you to.
Dude, you gotta see Bloodsport, man.
Is that one of his first ones he did?
I believe it was his very first one.
Pretty good training montage in that film from memory.
Yeah, but it was also like, it was actually just kind of pure martial arts and like some token acting, which is what you should do with Van Damme. You should only give him token acting. Mm. So it's, definitely one you need to check out there, bro.
I will watch that, definitely.
I'll touch on my strange bits that I've found. Why don't I just talk about American? I don't know. It says on here, people have been trending on Twitter and things to set your iPhone to 1970 for a retro look.
Yeah.
But don't do this.
Why?
Because it bricks your phone. Basically, if you set your phone to 1970, they were saying, yeah, you get a cool old school Apple logo when you power it up and stuff. I was like, oh, it does sound good. But they did it live on a local radio station in London. And it literally ballses up the phone.
I don't even know why you would do that. Why don't you just go on YouTube and just
download a background? I'll have the retro look.
Yeah.
did they get all the retro backgrounds and stuff when they did it before it bricked?
No.
Oh, great! So it's all bullshit.
It doesn't even work. It's just shit.
Also, I hate this at the moment.
Yeah.
Rihanna's fucking work song.
I've not heard it.
Nor have I.
What?
You've never heard
this?
It?
What is this?
You haven't heard a pop song,
oh my God. I know. Hey, I'm out of touch, man.
Is it number one in the charts?
It is pretty much number one, but the way she says work in the song, it's like... Literally.
Sounds amazing.
Hey, it's work, like that.
Yeah.
But she goes, it's work. And I'm like, no, work. And I keep repeating myself. I'm like, I've got to turn the radio off. I'm just quite
glad I've not heard this.
Yeah. If you listen to it, you will laugh out loud, believe me.
Perhaps you young fellas are unfamiliar with this, but if you're an African-American artist, you can say any old shit you want, it becomes cool. Have you heard this song? All I want to do is zoom, a zoom, 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 and a boom, boom. Just shake your rump. They said that shit, it went straight to fucking number one. No one knows what the fuck that means. Yep. So it happens.
What?
Yeah, man, look it up. It's called Rump Shaker.
It's by their Rex and Effects.
Yeah, yeah, check that shit out, man.
No, it's about 1994.
Yeah, when you guys were like zygotes.
That's like that Mbop song, isn't it? That, what is it? What is Mbop? What is that? That's just laziness.
Hanson, wasn't it, or something? No. Definitely.
Yeah, in their defence, they were like 3 years old when they wrote it.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
with long hair.
Yeah,
I couldn't speak for words, I guess. I've got a...
You got one more item?
I've got another Today I Learned. This one's just really, like, harsh.
Okay.
So, Today I Learned that in France, in the 1500s, women could charge their husbands with impotence.
Charge them?
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he would have to become erect and show he could ejaculate in a courtroom. If he failed, he could demand a trial by Congress and attempt to have sex with his wife in front of the experts.
Oh, my...
Wow.
Wow.
Bloody hell.
There's some seems awfully cruel. Anxiety. The guy's already got shit on his mind. He can't get it up. And then it's like, now you got to jack off in front of the judge.
Yeah.
That's
harsh, isn't it?
I'm taking you to court because you can't get a boner.
Yeah, that's and what's ridiculous. The penalty for that? You know, 6 months in jail because you can't get it up.
Seems just weird. Just get it chopped off.
It's overly harsh.
You can't get it up, you don't need it. Goodbye.
Just set the scene, right? You're laying in bed. You have a little fondle. You try and climb on. And she's like, oh, shit, you can't get it up. He's like, oh, yeah, don't worry about it. No, I'm taking you to court.
That's right, call the lawyer.
You bitch.
Yeah, so it says here, a husband's only ability to perform was one of the few reasons that the church would allow a marriage to be annulled. So she could divorce him just for being shit in bed.
Don't get a time machine to the 1500s.
Yeah, bloody well,
that's
hell.
That's just unfair.
This is harsh.
Women didn't have a lot going for them back in the 1800s or whatever. I suppose 1500s. Shit. There you go. Well,
yeah,
there you go.
Good for them. There you is.
Yep.
Did you have any other news points, Paul or Wayne, in your area?
No, right, that's it for us.
Okay, we're just going to run a few promos from the Podham family. If you don't know what the Podham family is, it's a group of friends and family. No, it's not. It's a group of podcasts that get together to promote each other. And it's hashtag Podham Family, and I'll run a couple of them now, and we'll see you back soon.
Hey, welcome to the Classy Little Podcast promo.
We're your hosts. I'm Emily.
And I'm James.
What wine are we drinking this week?
It's just a promo, so I thought we didn't have to drink a bottle of wine.
Well, let's open a bottle just in case.
Okay. Did you bring a cheese to accompany it, too?
What cheese pairs well with a promo? Promalone? Promazon? Pro mozzarella?
Oh, goodness. Well, as you might have guessed, every week we have wine and cheese on our show.
And we pick a different topic for each episode. We find out interesting and quirky aspects of it, including the history, the etiquette,
the controversies and injustices surrounding them.
Okay, we know, James. Everything is terrible. How would you describe it?
It's fun and informative, but not too informative or didactic.
Yeah, but we don't use words like didactic.
No, never. Anyway, you could find us at classylittlepodcast.com.
Or on your podcatcher of choice every Wine Wednesday.
Cheers!
Cheers!
It's Gareth here from Gareth's Random Ramblings. Thank you so very much to the guys at Something Something Podcast. The podcast, funnily enough, you're listening to now. I just want to say thanks for letting me steal some of your time so that I can mention about my podcast. It's called Gareth's Random Ramblings, and we do the podcast with my partner, Rebecca, or aka Bex, aka the brains of the operation. And I basically talk about anything. We've talked about everything from what's happening in our personal lives through to what's happening in Hollywood and all the stuff in between as well. We have some very differing views on things, but that's why I guess opposites attract. Anyway, if you want to check it out, you can check it out on Spreaker or on iTunes. It's Gareth's Random Ramblings 2015. I don't know why it's 2015. We're in 2016, but hey. And also, too, you can check out our website, garethsrandomramblings.space. There's nothing about space on my website. It's just it was a hell of a lot cheaper than buying a .com. Thanks once again, and I'll let you go back now to your incredible Something Something podcast.
Hi, welcome back. Thank you for those lovely Podham family
promos. So it's time now.
It is time for some games.
And films.
And TV. And, well, I think we touched a lot on films, didn't we? But we'll talk about TV and stuff and what you've been watching this week.
Guys,
do you want to go first?
We're watching.
Sure.
Where do I?
You want me to go? Okay, well, I've been watching a TV show this week, which is... Most people don't actually watch this from what I've been told or from people I talk to. It's a TV show called Suits. Are you guys familiar with this?
I've heard of it.
Yeah. Suits, okay. Okay, Suits. So this is like a... Suits.
Suits. Oh, S-U-I-T-S.
Yeah,
not
Suits.
Yeah.
Oh.
Suits.
Suits.
Yes, it's a legal sort of drama-ish thing with a bit of comedy thrown in, and I'm not going to say it's a wonderful ass show, but it is very comfort TV for me. There's a lot of, well, you know, it's about a legal firm and all the shit that they go through, and, you know, there's a bunch of different characters, and in fact, the lead guy in it was the dude who played The Question. Frank Miller, shitty.
Oh yeah, yeah.
What's the question? Or was it the?
No, it was called the mask.
No, it's the. Wasn't it the question?
Wasn't the question? I know what you're talking about. It was shit.
Yeah, that. Okay.
It was crap,
well,
but
Yeah, it was Ballsack. His name's Gabriel Mack.
The saint.
No, I wanted a saint, motherfucker. It was like... I'm sure it was the question.
It wasn't the question.
He had a red fucking tie.
Yeah, but it wasn't the question.
I know who you mean. Oh, what's it called? I'm going to... Right. You carry on. We'll look it up.
Yeah, you look it up.
Up. Sorry, I should have been prepared for this. But yes, no. That dude. He's real good. It was... if you haven't seen it... I recommend just giving it a try here and there. It's a little bullshit, but for an American show, they curse a bit and that sort of thing. It's unusual, but I'm a big fan now, and it's in its, like, fifth season. And, you know, not much more to say other than you should check it out if you don't want to think too much while you're watching something. You know, that's what I've been watching this week. How about you, Paulie?
Well, I got through watching The X-Files.
I've not started this yet.
Return. Yeah, have any guys watched this?
Is this the brand new series?
I've watched the brand new.
Yeah, 6-episode return to Mulder and Scully's.
You've seen all the ones up to date?
I've seen all of them. No, I didn't watch all 9 or 10 seasons.
No. I mean, like, all the new season.
I've seen all 6 of the new episodes.
And your thoughts?
Garbage.
Really? Yeah. Why?
Because the first episode's not bad. It reintroduces things, and you're like, okay. It puts a spin on all the conspiracy stuff, and then it just literally presses pause on all that, and we get 4 filler episodes.
Like Freak of the Week shit?
Freak of the Week shit.
Oh, for fuck's
with sake. One of those episodes dedicated to being quirky and strange and shit.
Failing
dismally.
I saw that one.
I'm not even going to go into descriptions. We haven't got long enough. And then they resume this big, huge arc they started in episode 6, which is almost a direct continuation from episode 1. Ignoring the fact that they've been parading about for 4 weeks doing other shit in the middle.
What?
So, structurally, I don't think it worked particularly well. Not many of the episodes particularly entertained. And it ends on one of the worst, I won't even say the word, worst end beats to a TV show ever, where they basically just said, if you don't get another series, suck my...
So this is it. There's only 6 episodes in this season.
Yep.
There's no... Oh, really?
Yep.
That's lazy.
That's... Some shit. I'm really disappointed. Really?
Chris Carter clearly has no concept of how to progress a show. It just, oh, let's just turn everything on its head and see how people react to that.
God. This is a piece of shit. I used to love that show. And I even remember when because that was their old format. They'd have these continuity episodes, which moved along the story.
Yep.
But then they'd have these standalone episodes, the Freak of the Week ones, which at the time I didn't mind. Apparently these ones are ballsack.
Yeah. Look, I will say 2 things in the show. So it was nice watching Mulder and Scully interact again.
Okay.
That's not bad. And I have to say, Gillian Anderson has aged extremely well.
Dude, yes. She has. Yes. She did an interview in Top Gear, right, on that show?
Mm-hmm.
And she was so hot, I crapped my pants.
She's hotter now than she was back 20 years ago.
I know! This shit is great, y'all. Yep. I'm very impressed at that. You know what? I'll see it just because of that word.
Yep, there you go. So that's what I've been watching.
Wow.
Yeah, X-Files has always been something that I've never really properly got into, but I did catch one of the episodes, and we've got it on Channel 5 over here, and 5 USA, and I was literally a bit miffed at what I was watching. It was really bad. Like, I don't know if you remember the episode, it was a guy who's kind of like schizophrenic, and it was just like, he met him at a grave, and then he was like, he started attacking him, and then I was like, what the hell was happening here? Like...
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty. It goes some weird places. Won't spoil it for anyone who is interested in actually checking it out.
I saw a little bit of X-Files. I haven't seen any of the new ones, but I only remember one distinctively, which is like the maggot that crawls out of their ear and goes in the plug hole in the shower. Is it?
I don't remember that one.
Don't remember that one.
There were many, many episodes.
Random memories with your host, Dan.
I remember the toilet one, the toilet monster.
The toilet monster.
Yeah, that was an episode. He used to go up the toilets and eat people.
Have a fondle.
Yeah. have a little tickle. And then...
Yeah, this show is probably well before your time, kids. Give you a little indication. When I saw them, shit was on video, man. Video.
I've got VHS. I don't know what it is.
You do?
Yeah. I've got friends on VHS.
Yeah.
Really? I've got VHS machine just because of some old porn that I had lying around.
That's the best type of porn, the VHS.
Yeah, but you can't skip around like now, so it's just essentially...
Tracking!
Pause it, you've got like, all these lines in the way. Yeah.
Can't see the good bits.
Damn. Alright.
So yeah, I have been watching, I've actually finished now.
Yeah.
It took me a while, but Jessica Jones on...
Now the girlfriend loves this.
Yeah, do you know what? I just really couldn't get into this at all. I don't know what
you're not alone.
It was so much different to Daredevil, and whereas that show was amazing,
yeah.
This one just had so many filler episodes, and it was just that nothing was happening. And yep.
Jessica's
really
show,
boring. She's just dull.
Yeah, she's Alco. She's like a little bit. She's troubled. She's this. I've only seen one episode of this.
Well, that was the best one. If you
really?
Ever saw one, it doesn't get any better than that.
Get out. I've been hearing. Really?
It doesn't. Oh, yeah.
You got a lot further than I did, Kev, so I only got to episode 6, I think, and that's enough. I'm done.
That's where I bowed out for quite a while. I gave it at least 2 months before. Do you know when you got this? When you have 3 times, like, I could watch this, I could watch that. And I just kept putting off Jessica Jones because it just. Nothing really grabbed me to go back to it, so I gave it a massive hiatus, and I thought, I need to finish it, because it's Marvel, and it's going to tie in with the movie as well. But yeah, it's not very good. I'm more looking forward to Daredevil Season 2, when it comes out. I've got the day off booked for it, so I can just literally, like, smash it out.
Out of interest, your UK Netflix, how
yes.
is it?
Shit.
Shit. I saw an Daily Mash episode, the article where they're talking about how UK Netflix has like another 3 movies that they added to it or some shit.
It's so dumb. I try and use the American one where I can, but
the VPN
they're starting to crack down on people using it. So
I heard this.
But then there was a plan where they wanted to allow everyone to get the same content, like a world Netflix, and that sort of never took off. That would be better. Everyone should have the same content, really.
That would be difficult. Yeah, it's because it's licenses in each country, and yeah, that'd be good, but. Oh, okay. There you are. Okay, Jessica Jones. I'll still probably finish it at some stage.
Yeah, and I'm like sort of like halfway through Walking Dead Season 5 as well. I'm still kind of watching that.
That's Paul's jam.
Yeah, dragging your heels there. We're halfway through Season 6.
It's just trying to find something legal to watch it. Without having to pay for it.
The comments from Kev do not reflect the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews podcast.
They do not, no.
Is it my turn?
It is.
I watched a film actually this week. I didn't watch any TV because my missus takes up time watching.
How dare she?
What, your time?
Well, the TV time. I rarely get any time on TV.
Your soaps and stuff.
Yeah, she's watching EastEnders. I don't know if you know what that is. You must know what EastEnders is.
I love the theme song. What?
It's the best theme song.
It's a great fucking theme song. But Paul's like wrinkling his nose. But yeah, I don't really watch the rest of it.
Oh, I watch like old school Neighbours.
Now there's joking. A piece of shit.
Yeah that is rubbish.
Home and Away.
No, I haven't watched.
Away.
Or Baywatch.
I'll watch Baywatch before Home in My Ass. That's I'll tell you that.
Do you know what I miss though? I do miss a bit of the old school, like
what?
Knight Rider.
That's crap.
How is it? It's not crap.
It's crap.
It is one of the best programs ever, my childhood. Ooh. I had the t-shirt, I had the fucking watch.
Oh no, Jesus. At the time I was very, I liked it very much, you know, a talking car.
With a red
that's
light.
A party. Yeah, with a red light. Mm. And the
and
red
goes,
light changed.
Woo woo.
Woo woo is the shit. Woo woo is the bomb.
What the hell are you guys talking about?
When the thing went back and forth, the arcing light, it went woo woo, woo woo.
Okay, yeah,
which is ridiculous, because it's supposed to be a stealth car. So yeah.
It was wicked. Just anyway, no, then. I wasn't watching that. I watched Hotel Transylvania 2.
Oh, God, you didn't.
I did, because my daughter likes it.
Jesus.
It's got the first one, so I thought I'd watch the second one. It wasn't that bad for a kid's film, actually. I thought it was alright. Hey, you
someone
must have
told
watched
me this
it.
Is good.
Do you know the one problem with that film?
What?
Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler?
He's in it.
Is he?
He's a voice actor. He's the main voice of Dracula.
Well, he does it pretty good.
He hides his shit well.
I didn't even know he was him.
Have you guys seen that?
No.
No, me neither.
Don't even bother.
I want to get to all of these like animated movies like Up and fucking Wall-E and shit like that. There's just so many things to watch before that for me, because I have no kids. So, you know.
Fair enough.
Games. What games have you guys been playing? I'll let Paul go first.
Alright, well, I've been playing a lot of Black Ops 3, so just multiplayer online with a few mates. We get on usually late of an evening and get shot a lot. What
Black
I have
Ops
noticed.
3. What console is that?
For PS4.
Yeah,
oh.
It's next gen. Yeah.
Oh, it is the Black Ops 3, isn't it? Yeah. Sorry,
yep.
I was thinking of the other one. I was thinking of Modern Warfare 3, which is PS3. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. So that's pretty much all I've been playing.
Really?
Oh, mm.
And are you owning? Are you
poning? No, no. Look, I'm
poning.
Poning.
I'm nowhere near as good as I used to be. Back in the days of Advanced Warfare 2, where you used to have a KD ratio hovering around 2, it's fallen right away now. I've gotten old, and the kids have gotten fast.
Oh, yeah.
Dag nabbit.
I get destroyed on those
bloody
games.
Snipers and they're camping and
they just like teleport in front of you. I'm like, shit. How'd you do that?
This is one of the reasons why I don't play online, because I am pretty awful at online gaming. Like, I will spawn and then die. Spawn and die.
Yeah. I hate it when you respawn and you just died anyway. Yeah. And you respawn at a stupid
point
and then
it just loses its fun after that.
There is a certain type of perseverance or determination you need to have to get through that, because early on that you just get absolutely pantsed all the time.
Yeah. Well, is it me now?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I'll tell you something, like, speaking of which, right, Kev, I am also just really shit at multiplayer.
Oh, is he?
Really, so very bad. and funnily enough, in terms of what games I've been playing, I'll take you back to a simpler time. Multiplayer, before it was this online, let's get into a room, let's do this, this, I can play some guy across the world. Before all that shit, when you two kids were just a glint in the milkman's eye, the multiplayer involved a bunch of geeks, us and our friends, taking our big-ass, fat-ass, 12-sandwich-eating, heavy PCs, like, somewhere, into a big room, putting them down, and manually landing them, like, by plugging them in with Ethernet. You did that? Oh, okay.
Yeah, you forget. We're not
I didn't do that.
I didn't do that.
It's like, I don't know what you old motherfuckers did, but I didn't.
I'm the younger one, I guess.
Yeah, no. I used to take my, the old PCs or PlayStation 1 and do, like, local area network connections.
Yeah,
that was awful.
And then play with people in the room. It's like, wow, this is cool.
So you shout at them directly instead of over the... Exactly.
Yeah,
so that's
five
cool.
TVs all...
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Now, when we did this, Paul used to be one of them sniping motherfuckers. Setting up a damn tent and shit and camping. And he used to be real good at it, man. We used to play a game called Unreal Tournament. I don't know if you're...
I love that game. That's
okay,
so
Paul would somehow find some fucking tower to go up in, right? And then he would, like just take out people. And then he would have the good grace... Actually, sense... to relocate. So you couldn't find the fucker, and you couldn't shoot him back. And he would do this until I died 20,000 times, okay? So, normally I'm a bit averse to the old sniping games, but the game I've been playing lately is called Sniper Elite 3. Have you heard of this?
I've heard of it. I played it. It's amazing.
Great, right? It's a fucking great game.
It's so good.
And it's so cool because when you fire and actually successfully hit someone,
the
screen goes all bullet time, right?
X-ray.
And it goes...
Yeah.
And then right before it hits the bad guy that you're about to hit, it goes X-ray so you can see his fucking head
so
and
good.
Eyeballs
is it?
Explode.
Yeah. Oh, that's
and
good.
Shit. No, it's really cool and it's surprisingly satisfying. So
it's hard, though. It's really hard.
It is hard, but like it's half of it is sneaking around, the other half is taking people out. But you can take out like tanks by shooting the vents and shit like that. It's actually... It's chewed up quite a bit of my time, I can tell you. So, a lot of work not getting done, but Sniper Elite 3, I can absolutely recommend it. Even if you don't necessarily dig sniping like I didn't, this shit is good. This is a good-ass game.
Made a convert of you.
It has. I'm still not fucking multiplayering and getting anally raped by every fucking child online. I'm not doing that anymore.
I'm a campaign guy. I like a campaign, a story.
Me too!
I like me time.
Well, can I ask? Absolutely, me too. And can I ask you, have you guys played the latest Star Wars game?
Oh, for fuck's sake. I've got it. I'm not going to play it. It came
good,
on my PS4.
Good, because it's a piece of shit.
No
single player campaign.
Yes. Had you read about it before you bought it?
Obviously.
And got us all to buy it as well.
I convinced my friends to go, hey, play this. We'll deal Star Wars and shit on multiplayer. It's a piece of shit. The game sucks.
Yeah.
So
it's nobody as good as the second one, but on the PS2, Battlefront 2 was amazing.
Yes, Battlefront 2 was great. That was great. But this one was really true. So, yeah, anyway, that's what I've been playing.
Yeah.
Did you see the tweet from John Boyega actually tweeting EA? Why is there no campaign mode?
That is awesome. Okay, I like him more.
What? Oh, you're going to love this, aren't you? Because you've got a PlayStation 4.
I've
got
a PS4 now.
Yeah, within the last week
you
actually...
Welcome to the new world.
Over the last year trying to get one, I finally got one.
Well done.
Yeah, it's awesome. I haven't got a lot of games started with. I've got Battlefront, which I'm not even going to bother playing because it's shit.
Good.
I've got Pro Evolution Soccer because I love football games. It's always better than FIFA for me. I've always been Pro Evolution over FIFA. I don't know about you guys, but do you play much sports games?
Not so much for the sports games, except NBA Jam, which I used to like.
I used to love that game. That's
good shit, right? Person. Yeah, so, no, but please go on.
Yeah, so it came with that. Dan's given me Dying Light, which is really good. I've been starting playing that. And on PlayStation Plus, you can download a game called Broforce, which is so good. You have to play it. For you guys that like films, Broforce, you will love it. Yes. It's amazing.
It is so good. It's so over-Americanized as well.
So basically, it's like it's retro graphics. It's a side-scrolling shooter, four-player campaign. Nice. And you start off as 80s action hero, so Rambo, Terminator. But they are their name is a variation of the word bro. So it's Rambro, Terminator, and you unlock characters from all these films. Like so, you've got Time Cop or Time Bro, Mr. Anderson from Matrix. It's honestly just even just go on YouTube and just type in Broforce. You'll see what it's so good. It's not awesome.
It's right up our street.
We actually all play online together. If you've got a PS, would that work?
I don't know. Is it because they're in Australia? I don't know who should connect to ours.
Would that work?
It does work. We've got a friend in the UK that we game with occasionally.
Download it. We should play.
Can do it?
It's just the lag is pretty significant, so you can't play any game like Black Ops 3 easily because one of us would have really terrible connection. So if it's a game that doesn't require that much of,
it doesn't. Yeah, literally, it's like a gig of data. On a gig. Yeah,
I also like, don't have.
Sorry, wait, go on.
No, that's right. I don't have the motor skills to use a console. I only PC game. I've been trying to use the fucking controller. I'm just too bad at it. I have it. There's no skill.
So oh, shame. Shame, Wayne, shame.
So you guys have fun, though.
Yeah. We'll play free player. You can watch. But yeah, that's what I've been playing. Broforce is awesome.
Yeah, so. I've been doing that as well this week. And also, oh, crap, what am I doing? Yeah, Hitman, the beta. But it's annoying because in-game, obviously, news. Hitman has been delayed until November.
Wow.
Is it good, what you've played so far?
Yeah, it's really good. They are releasing the digital version this Friday coming, so it will be then released in episodes. So you can spend £45, but you won't get the hard copy, you only get the digital copy.
That's basically shit.
But on the beta... No, it's not shit. You can't relate it to the film.
I won't want to spend £45 and wait till 3 months. To play another level. It's a joke. You should be able to play the whole game.
However, you can go, even on the beta, you can download it for free. Yeah, maybe Paul can download it as well, but you can replay it. Like, I killed him once, yeah, you don't. But it gives you an opportunity to go back in 20 to 30 times to try different killing methods and the stuff. It's pretty cool.
And that's free?
Yeah.
It's free to play, yeah. That's and I've had Dan's first kill. With all these different types of kills you can do, Dan just shot him.
Shot him. You can go and drown him in the toilet. You can use your fibre wire.
You just shot him. With all these kills you could do.
Yeah, so easy, that's what
I've done then. I have seen the footage from that game. It looks all right.
Yeah. So, I think that's everyone, is it?
Yeah, that is us.
Good stuff. Well, I'm going to do one more Pod and Family promotion. And we'll come back and talk about our classics of the week, where we all choose a classic game that we used to love and a classic film, which should be easy for Paul and Wade.
Yep.
And we'll be right back.
News on the mark!
The year 2014. Two best friends set out on a journey to produce the best content related to all things film. In 2015, they founded a podcast to share their passions with the world. From rants, lisps, and beer, to trailers, challenges, and premieres, Nick and Justin have you covered. Find the Epic Film Guys podcast at epicfilmguys.podbean.com and follow the show on Twitter. And we'll see you at the movies.
Welcome back to the Summer Summer podcast. There, another little promo for you guys to check out. Time to move on to classic films and games of the week, guys. Do you want to go ahead and give us your classic film of the week?
Sure. I'm gonna give you a film which you are going to accuse me of packing fudge as a result of liking, but I don't care. It's okay.
Go for it.
The movie is called is called Down with Love. It's from 2003. Mm. Now, does anyone know this movie?
No.
No one knows?
No.
Damn it, I'm all alone. All right, fuck it. I'm going to tell you about it anyway. It's a movie with Ewan McGregor and Renee Zellweger in it, and it was filmed as though it was shot in the, like, 60s. Okay, there's a lot of bright colors. Okay. There's a, unfortunately, there's a bit of singing and that sort of thing in it. But
I'm out.
No, fuck off. It's actually sort of in line. It's like they're showing a performance as opposed to someone breaking into song.
Okay, all okay. Right. Maybe I'm back in.
Yeah, I don't know. You're gonna watch this and just give me the heats. It's okay. This is a movie. They Peyton Reed, I think, was actually directed this. Unfortunately, once he directed this, it flopped, and they put him in movie jail. So
until he got Ant-Man.
Yeah. Mm. Which is brilliant, by the way.
No, it's not.
I'll eat my balls. All right, fine.
I love Ant-Man.
Exactly, Ant-Man was good. It pulled good. The issues.
Yeah, Ant-Man was good.
That's all right.
So, listen, I mean, this is just an old... If you guys have ever seen any of these old kind of Jack Lemmon kind of almost Rat Packy type movies, this movie was shot in 2003 and made it look like it was back then, and it's extremely funny. Now, if you do watch it and think I'm gay, I'm fine with that. But it is a great little movie. I recommend you just give it a little try if it ever comes up on your Netflix or whatever you see. Big fan. No one else is. I get it.
Okay.
Down with Love.
That's quite a good classic. I thought you were going to say Brokeback Mountain or something.
I haven't seen Brokeback, but I do want to see it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. You do.
For real, I don't mind a little spit on the hand and dick in the ass. It's fine. It's fine.
Paul, what is your classic?
I'm going to go more mainstream, and it's a film we've talked about on our show before, and Wayne does love it, so I'm in good company, at least here.
Okay.
Not many other people in the world do, even though it was a big hit, and it made Michael Bay, maybe not a household name, but got him a lot of big gigs. I'm talking about the film where a bunch of oil drillers go up to an asteroid and plant a nuclear warhead.
Armageddon. Yes, Armageddon.
What a film.
Yep.
I nearly cried.
I did cry.
You did cry.
Okay, good. I don't know why people don't like this movie, and I'm specifically talking to some of our friends when I say that.
Yes.
Because this movie rocks. Aside from a couple of really clunky, awkward sequences with Ben Affleck.
There are a couple of real shit scenes in here, which are unfortunate. You could have done without that. Yeah.
If we could edit those out, this film is entertaining from go to woe. And it does have some great iconic scenes, some great lines, some good character actors in there. And it's action-packed. It's great.
I love that movie.
Everyone's seen Armageddon, so you already know if you like it or not. But if you have a chance, watch it again.
Paul, tell me about the scenes you didn't like.
No, let's not go into it.
No, come on, because they fucking suck. There's a bit where Ben Affleck has got a fucking animal cracker, which he's prancing up and down Liv Tyler's midsection, and he's doing a shitty David Attenborough or Richard Attenborough.
I think he's meant to be doing an Australian voice. Yeah, he's like,
oh, the fucking donkey or something goes up this fucking ridge, and it's fucking shit. Yeah. So if you can somehow mute that scene and then watch the rest,
that's your piss break moment.
That's right. Go take a piss.
Yeah, make a cup of tea.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about you guys? What classic films have you got?
So for me, again, not more mainstream, but quite recent. The Butterfly Effect.
Oh, yeah.
Ashton Kutcher.
I never saw this. What's the deal?
Have you seen this, guys? Anyone seen this?
Yeah, I've seen it.
I've seen it too.
Yeah.
It's not a bad film, which spawns a whole bunch of really inferior sequels.
Really?
Oh, the sequels are just like, really? What? Just but, straight to yeah. The original one, I just think, in terms of the time aspect of it and how going back in time or going sideways in time, how one little thing can change the future. And I've always liked that, and I've always believed that that's obviously if that happens, that would happen. Like, you know, one thing could change a whole 20 years in advance. Yep. So I like the way it tells that, and the shit he gets himself into trouble with, and how he just keeps trying to fix stuff and it just goes wrong. And it's just like basically, don't fuck with time.
Is Ashton good in this?
Yeah,
he is good.
I think he's okay in it. Yeah, he's not bad. Mm. One of his better films for me, anyway, because he's done a lot of shit as well.
Have you guys seen?
But yeah, I think.
Sorry to interrupt you there, Kev. Have you guys seen the alternate ending cut?
I've seen all. There's four endings apparently. I looked them on YouTube.
Have you seen the most infamous one?
Really?
Is that the one where he goes inside the room and?
Yeah. So tell us that, because this is not the ending of the film. So we're not spoiling anything here.
All right.
This is an alternate cut which they seriously considered. Kev,
what was it?
So basically, he watches. He puts a video. Is it a video or a scan or something? He just remembers being in his mother's womb when she's being pregnant. And he actually strangles himself with the umbilical cord.
What?
and kills himself inside her, and that way he's never born, so no one's ever been, like, none of the shit that happens, happens. Yeah, it's just, that was a bit too far for me.
I just admire the fact that they wrote that and filmed it.
I can't believe anyone did that. Jesus.
Interesting. Wow. But, yeah, the original ending, I actually thought that was the original ending, when because I watched it recently again. And I thought the baby one was the original ending, but
no.
The original one that we see...
Don't spoil it, because Wayne hasn't seen it.
And I won't, no, but that's not my favourite, but...
Okay.
Yeah, that's me, Butterfly Effect, I really enjoy it. It's a film that I can watch quite over and over again and not really get bored of it, so...
I have been recommending this one. Go on, please, Dan.
Mine, I'll just go straight in there, is Swordfish.
Oh, fuck yeah!
Great film.
Okay. Swordfish is the bomb.
Literally. It's definitely a classic for me. Got it on DVD, got it straight away, I think, when it came out. I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And the bit with the 360 camera, with all that bomb going off, and just how John Travolta is in it, and he's, like, so mysterious. And he's like, what the fuck? You can never figure him out and stuff. And,
even with that hair, he's
and
a
I like,
yeah. Even with that shitty hair, he's a badass.
Yeah, the slick, the slick hair.
The best scene, well, for me, is when he has to hack that computer while getting a blowjob.
Yeah.
I actually watched
I wish I was him.
See, I wonder what market that scene was aimed at.
No, I actually watched the director's commentary because I like the movie so much. And in fact, they considered not having the woman blow him while he was hacking. And even the female DP was like, look, do you want him to suck her dick or not? Or do you want him to suck his dick or not? Because the scene was boring without someone sucking his dick, they said.
Right.
And we remembered it, so apparently they were right on some level.
Do you know the other big thing about this film, and I don't know if you guys know this, apart from the fact it introduced the world to Hugh Jackman, or at least America and the UK to Hugh Jackman, is Halle Berry was literally paid $1 million more to take her top off.
That's right. $500,000 a nipple.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was... You know,
They said they came to her and said, we want you to take your top off for the scene around the pool. She said, no fucking way. And they said, $1 million. And she said, oh, okay.
Check out these titties.
why wouldn't you? Like, more money.
Well, yeah, apparently, because after Monster's Ball or whatever, the later on, she apparently had no issue with that. So, there you go.
So, there you go.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Interesting nugget there.
We'll quickly touch on the classic games of the week. I'll go first this time. It's been going round.
Go for it.
Mine is, I think it's on there. No, it's not. That's good. Toe Jam and Earl.
You said that before.
No, I'm saying it again.
No, you can't. Oh, no, sorry. It's just another
one. Why isn't it on the list? Okay, so I can't choose Toe Jam and Earl. So what I'll do is I'll go to Paul and ask him while I think of something.
All right, well, I'm going to go with a game that goes back to, from memory, 2003, an open-source free game called Enemy Territory. Have you guys heard of it or played it?
Have we played?
Heard of it.
So what happened was, back in those days, there was a game called, obviously, the original Wolfenstein, and there was Return to Castle Wolfenstein, and they developed this whole bunch of expansion pack for that, which never quite got up to standard, and so they released it free, and they called it Enemy Territory. It was simply a multiplayer game online.
I remember this now.
Fun. It was my introduction, really, to online game playing. And I played it so much and so often, I got pretty good at it.
And Sniping, ended up, you're talking about?
Actually ended up clanning. It's the only time in my life
I've done this. Oh my god, you're in a clan?
I joined a clan.
What were they called?
And we competed. They were called Dre. Right? And we competed, and we actually made finals in Australia for gaming. Yeah. Now, I was one of the shittest players on the team. I pretty much warmed the bench and warmed it very effectively, I can tell you.
You didn't have a sniper rifle?
No, I generally speaking had to play. You had a different class. You'd be a soldier, an engineer. You could be, I don't know, a sniper.
Engineer, pointless. Yeah,
medic, you could do that as well. And I'm mixing one other guy, like a lieutenant and ammo guy. So that was only four. You couldn't be a sniper.
Okay.
Yeah. Very entertaining game. As I said, it got to the point where I played it enough that we were in a national competition. And yeah.
I can't believe that.
Made finals.
What year is this?
Wow.
2004.
Did you win?
No, we didn't win. No way. There were some freakishly good people. But we would practice. We would scrim. We would practice. We'd be told, this is where you go when you've done that. There was like a dude shouting at you if you got it wrong down the microphone. It was all pretty serious and intense.
Jeez. You sad motherfucker. Luckily, you were a young child then. It's all good.
I've seen them, like, competitions and the tournaments. They take it
seriously.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. There's events and stuff.
There's a lot of money involved, I guess, when they
I don't know if there was money in this. I think it was a free tournament. Didn't cost anything to enter, so I don't think you won anything.
The birth of the internet, I guess.
Kudos.
nice.
But yeah, I would never be good enough to enter a tournament. Because
I wouldn't go near it.
Unless it's Pro Evolution, I might be quite good at that. But
okay, yeah. I thought of a classic.
You've got one now.
Yeah. Mine is Duke Nukem. Oh, yeah. Time to Kill on PlayStation 1.
That was so hard. That was really hard, but it was
awesome as well. Game. And the comments you used to come out with was amazing. Yep. Like, ooh, Laura, is that you?
I remember this.
Yeah, famous game. Good one.
When they made the movie, they wanted Bruce Campbell to be, like, you know, at least the lead, but they never actually made it.
The movie never came out.
No, the movie never came out. They were always talking about it.
No,
that was, I mean, that was like an advance from Doom, right? Like, it was some sort of, it was like Doom.
It was on the same engine.
Something like that? I'm not sure. But I remember the game.
It was a third person sort of go around and, yeah, do whatever. You can have a jetpack and stuff.
They shoot pigs and chew bubblegum.
It was really weird. But I remember the sequel to it had, like, development hell for years to try and get it made. The last ever Duke Nukem game. I think it was PS3.
Duke Nukem Forever was on PS3. I completed
that's
that.
That's the one. That one took so long to make.
Yeah, they never captured the magic of the first one again.
Nah, you wouldn't, would you, really? It's just the graphics as well kind of hold a bit of a, you know, hold on it. It's just the retro graphics. You just can't replicate that, really.
No.
Agreed. So.
Yeah, there you go.
Me? Is it me?
I guess so. Wayne can go last.
Word.
No, Wayne can go. Wayne,
you sure?
Yeah, the guest goes first.
Okay, okay.
Good.
Well, my game is an old game, which I recently rediscovered. It's called Jedi Academy. And it was...
Do you remember this? I love this game.
How good was this, right? I used to play Jedi Outcast, right? And I thought that was the best lightsaber game ever, right?
You guys are talking a whole other fucking language.
Yeah, because Paul's a Star Wars denier. He's an ass. No, the Jedi Academy, this is the one after Jedi Outcast, and it's so fucking good. In fact, it's so good that, because it was released in, like, 2003, you re-download it now, there's patches to make it look not quite so blocky. And there's all this mods that people have put out there and all this sort of shit, but it still is a really good-ass game. And it's, you know what? A really sweet version of this should have been what the latest Star Wars would have been, but no, they chose to make it a piece of shit. So, Jedi Academy is just, really, really surprisingly good, and I'm actually playing it now.
Well, not now.
Not this second, but like this is like it's on my Steam list, so there you go.
Okay?
Yeah.
Is that we can go online as well, which is fighting you win the arena and stuff with the lightsabers, and
The other one I liked was the Force Unleashed as well.
I didn't play that one. I've heard of this one. Is it better than Jedi Academy or?
Better graphics, but the gameplay is quite similar in terms of the lightsaber. Let's put another good game where the lightsaber actually acts like
it
should
do. Yes, good. You can throw the shit and it comes back to you. That's all cool.
Yeah. It's really good. They playing Darth Vader's apprentice. It's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Me?
Yeah.
Alright. For me, it's Spyro the Dragon.
Spyro the Dragon.
I'm unfamiliar. Please go on.
I love it. I never heard of it.
Is this a game for like 7-year-olds? Generally speaking.
Yeah.
I was 7 when I was.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. What is this game?
Basically, you play a little dragon.
Little purple. It looks a little bit like
Barney. Called Spyro. And it's like open world. You can just go. Run around.
Can you torch stuff by breathing on it?
You can breathe fire on it. You had like levels you had to do. You had to get coins and stuff and beat the bad guys. So, but there was a one particular level where you could go on a skateboard, and it was just really awesome. It's going to collect the stars and stuff. And there was loads of different variations of the game. But yeah, for me, I just remember playing. When I was young and
it's a classic.
Yeah, I sunk a lot of hours into it, and I'd actually play it now if I could find it.
You say that, Kev.
Yeah, I'd say that, yeah. I do say that.
Okay.
Yeah,
awesome. Games. That's some classics for sure.
Definitely.
Finally, I'm just going to jump straight into these because of time scales.
Mm-hmm. Questions?
Anything Goes.
Anything Goes.
Oh, lovely section here. And it's where people have submitted questions. This is from other podcasts and maybe random people.
Right.
This is directed at all four of us.
Okay.
So we'll each answer the question individually.
Okay. And for the record, we haven't been briefed on these questions. So
yeah, we have no idea what's going to happen.
I don't even know these questions, except for one, maybe one from... Dan knows his questions.
Only one person I think we know, which is...
Okay, good.
All right, yep.
He said something and Wayne said something inappropriate.
Wayne said something inappropriate. Have you guys been listening the last round?
That's fine.
That's right, Missy. Please, go ahead, D-Train.
Okay, so this is from the FYFC podcast. Do you know the acronym for that?
Yeah, no. Fuck Your Face Cast.
Oh, is that what that means?
Thank you.
Oh.
I did wonder, but now we know. Right. F Your Face Cast. it's a bunch of questions, so I'll do it, like, one at a time, so... Why is all the questions sexualized? I don't know.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, God. Great start, then.
Have you guys ever had something in your ass?
What? Have I ever had something in my ass?
Yeah.
Like what?
Okay, well...
I've had poo in my ass.
You mean coming out of your ass?
Oh, sorry, something foreign.
Like shoved in your ass?
No.
Yeah, no. Paul's ass remains virginal, whereas I will put anything up there. I have had a tree up there. I've had a small dildo. I've had fingers. Not even just my own. So, you know, that's my answer. Fellas?
If you're happy to admit that, that's very brave
I'm
of
fine,
you.
Great I'm answer. Fine with it. I haven't had a dick up there, though. But, you know, maybe... So, yeah, but maybe this New Year's Eve.
Your birthday's already been
lucky. Oh, yeah, you're right.
So, everyone's saying no, except for Wayne.
And he's saying it too proudly.
Yeah. He's looking for a high five, and I'm refusing.
Not with this hand.
Don't do it.
Yeah, go on.
Don't do it.
Please.
Second part of this question. Well, it's a new question. What movie as a background noise... Worst movie, sorry, as a background noise while having
Ooh,
sex?
Oh, I know the answer to this one.
Go on.
8mm.
The worst movie.
Oh, God. Yeah. No kidding.
Say that again, Paul. Sorry.
8mm, directed by Joel Schumacher. No one will ever have sex for the next 48 hours after watching that movie, so try putting it on during and you will ruin the movie.
It's about snuff films.
Yeah.
So... Oh, so you're going to see, you're like, silence, horrible. Try getting wood after that, son.
You would wind up in a French court.
Yes.
Yeah.
How about you guys? You got any unfavorite pork movies?
Hostel.
Oh, God.
Hostel. Yeah.
That's not likely to get too much action either.
No, you're not. No, no. You know, any horror movie, really.
Probably.
You know.
Pretty much, yeah.
Me... it's got to be Star Wars Episode 1.
What?
It's just what I remember. I was like, yeah. And then you heard a... Psh, oh, shit.
Was that you?
Yeah. The lightsaber has come out.
So it's giving you a soft on. Got it.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
That might actually make any woman in the mood for it, just so they could stop watching.
Was it awkward because you wanted to watch the film? Or
no, you just like... It's in the background. You can just hear it. Like, Master!
See, that seems like it might work. Fair enough.
Young Ewan McGregor, and his face was just like.
Oh, he said yum.
Wade, yes, you.
All right.
Worst movie for you for sexual?
Oh, for me.
Encounters.
Yeah, I'm with you guys on the horror movie. I think one. I'm trying to think of a horror movie that I particularly hated. Any one of them. Any fucking horror movie you put in front of me, my dick will not go anywhere.
Next question. They've submitted 4, I think, here, so we'll do that. Oh, this is ridiculous.
Oh, go on.
How often do you turn out the lights and play Who's in My Mouth?
Wait a minute, so I'm going to guess Who's in My Mouth?
Is this why they're called Fuck Your Face podcast?
Jesus. Is this a sexual podcast?
We can treat that one as the joke question it is.
Yeah. And I've only had a few dicks in my mouth when the guys are out, so I don't really... not often at all is the answer.
Never. Unless you're seriously high or something, you know.
Even so.
But I've never got to that.
I find it hard enough to convince one person to get into bed with me, so...
Exactly. Oh,
more,
dear.
It's just a pain.
Okay, here's a more serious question. Thank you. If you were a UFC fighter, or any fighter, I suppose, in general... What would your walkout music be?
That's not a bad one.
Ooh. Workout music, you say?
I think everyone's going to say the same thing.
Oh, walkout. Walkout.
Into the fight. Yep.
Ooh, let me see. That's a bloody tough one, yes.
I've only got cliched answers, I'm sorry. So...
Like the final countdown?
Alright, no, I'm going to go with obscure. I found one. So I'm going to go with Faith Moore's Digging the Grave. None of you will have heard it. It's loud. It's angry. It's screeching noises. It should put the other fighter off.
Okay. Well, I have developed a slight limp lately, because I've had a fucked up leg, so I guess my song would be Walk This Way.
This way. Yeah.
And I talk funny too, so Talk This Way. So, yeah. Cool. And yours?
Yeah.
Phyllis?
I don't know. Maybe something from Bullet from Valentine, maybe, one of their songs. I'm just trying to think. So, Screaming Fire is pretty good. Yeah. Screaming. I don't know if you guys have heard that. But
nope. Don't think so. What?
No. It's just a heavy.
Okay. No, that sounds
song.
Good.
Get me pumped up. So
mine would be definitely
My Honey.
I am the tiger.
No, that was
the cliche that I thought of.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's got to be done
for a reason.
It? It's the feel of the fight.
So your UFC match is in the 80s.
Yeah, I'm like, I'll be having the
You're
shorts.
Get smashed up.
Yeah, but still, I'll have cool music.
Understandable.
Okay, oh shit, I've lost the questions. No, I haven't. we're going through to the next podcast that submitted questions. Open All Powers.
Oh, yes. Great podcast.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They have submitted a random question here. I don't know really, I can't really relate to this, but maybe you guys will. Poe Dameron, mm-hmm. Han Solo, oh yeah, or Finn, this is from the new film, mm-hmm. I guess, Star Wars, would you fuck, marry, or kill any of them?
Let's see.
So wait, Finn, Poe Dameron, and
Han Solo.
And Han Solo. So we have to pick one of each. Is that the way it works here?
Yeah. I'm guessing
I would probably kill Finn because I find him the least interesting. I'd kill Finn. I'd fuck Poe Dameron because he's cool as shit. Alright, that guy's getting my dick. Awesome. Alright.
And I'd marry Han Solo.
He's old and he'd probably die soon. I'd inherit the Falcon. That's how I'm going to roll. And I get to chill with Chewie, so that's it.
That's a good answer. I can't top that.
Okay.
What are you guys doing?
I'll do the same.
Yeah, literally. I'll go for the same. That is so good.
Yeah, well, you know.
That sounded really sarcastic.
I think about marrying guys all the time, so there you go.
Yeah. I'd do that. That's what I'd do.
Okay, from quite a popular podcast, the Quadcast mm-hmm. podcast, have submitted the following question. If you were forced to have gay sex, which one of your relatives would you choose?
No way.
Yeah, because no matter what, you're screwed with this question. You can't say a dude.
You are.
Because it's like, well, you know, then you fuck dudes and stuff if you don't necessarily. And then you can't say a chick because that's just creepy.
I just said, didn't it say you're forced to have gay sex?
Oh, gay sex.
Is that what I said?
So it's got to be...
Forced, yeah, to have gay sex.
Gay sex.
No, you're just, flat.
I'm not answering that.
I haven't had that many male relatives and none of them want me anywhere near them.
Oh, that's got nothing to do with it. Are you going to fuck them? me neither. I've got a sort of an ethnic background and it would just be frowned upon.
I admire the I don't care what you guys say miss about that question, but therefore I can let it go straight through the keeper.
Do you guys have any male members of your family you'd like to put a load in?
No.
No, not really. We're all a straight family. Thank you.
We're all fine.
But thanks for the question.
Had the question been, which celebrity would you... I mean, Wayne would have just been...
Oh, please, we would have another hour on this.
We would have to, like,
We could edit it slightly. Let's turn it. So who... If I was forced to have gay sex with a celebrity... I know who I'd do. Tom Cruise.
Oh, wait, you have to fight Wayne for him.
Yeah, probably, you know... you can go the mouth. What yeah, man, there's tons of guys I'd do. Let me think.
Bradley Cooper.
You see, I always wanted to do Alec Baldwin, but he's a bit of a bear now, so that's not so much a thing.
Ryan Gosling's
a handsome man. He'd probably get a load.
Ryan Reynolds.
Actually,
Kev's all over. He's tall for me,
but okay, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. Ryan Reynolds would be fun because at least he'd make you laugh.
Yeah, he'd be making you laugh, and you're like, it's not so bad. We're in prison. Yeah, okay, that's fine. Yeah. All right, so, you know, that's it. Those are good
answers. Nice choices.
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey's already got a dick in his ass. Don't worry about that shit. Kevin Spacey can be gay, y'all. He got caught in Hampstead Heath.
He's in House of Cards as well.
Yes, but that's an act. You know?
Yeah.
Okay. We all answered that one, haven't we? Yeah. from Gareth's Random Ramblings.
Oh, yes.
He's in Brisbane.
He is very familiar. He's been on our show as well.
Excellent. If you could bring back a TV show like Fuller House has done, what would it be and why? What's Fuller House?
Can I just say I know Fuller, James
Fuller House is the sequel or the next iteration of Full House.
Yeah.
You're familiar with that? No?
You guys are too young.
I never heard of it. I saw it.
Okay. American sitcom.
Can I suggest, Dan, that I know your answer based on your earlier comments on the podcast? Knight Rider?
Yeah, you know that.
Really?
But they did remake it, didn't they? And it was dumb.
Oh, it sucked. There was like 20 cars and some silly hoes and whatnot.
Just like, and the voice of Kit was just crap as well. I was like, what have you done?
That was a piece of shit.
Well, I can redo it, redo
and
it.
And even they tried to do a new movie called Knight 2000.
Yes, I remember that too.
That was shit
as well.
Really?
Some shit, yes.
Oh, God. Wow.
Wow.
Way before my time.
Yes, way before your time.
All right, I've got an answer. I've got an answer for me. It's a UK show, which I really liked in my youth, and it's well predates you two.
I know
so
what this is called.
Blake 7.
Yeah, Blake fucking 7. Yeah.
They have been bandying around for a long time. So Blake 7 was this show about this resistance fighters on this alien spacecraft. It's a sci-fi show set in thousands of years or hundreds of years in the future. And there's a bunch of great characters in it, and they fight back against this empire, whatever you want to call it. And the show basically ends when they all get killed. Usually the last episode they wiped out the last five or six characters in one gunfight.
How would they continue?
It would be a reboot.
Oh, okay, alright. Yeah, well, for me, you know what? I want to see Friends again. I want to see what they're doing now. I know they're all old and shit.
You want them to be the same characters just old now.
I mean, I know it would be boring.
It could work.
I saw Matthew Perry.
Friends, the movie, would work.
It wouldn't.
I was watching the Graham Norton the other day, and Matthew Perry was on it. He seems to have developed a speech impediment. I don't think it would go very well, but I still want to see it. So,
Matt
LeBlanc's
doing Top Gear now. So.
Yeah, and everyone's making the same fucking joke about Matt LeBlanc.
That's weird. I don't know why he's doing Top Gear. It's just really random.
Ratings.
He's always stuck in second gear. How's he doing Top Gear? What? That's the joke.
But does he like everyone's about cars?
But they don't add the what at the end.
Yeah, they don't do that.
Who?
Kev.
Was that me and Paul?
Kev.
Did Wayne do that?
Me, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Wayne.
Yeah. Mine's not actually like a show. It's more of like a tutorial show. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. Art Attack?
No.
Nope.
You heard of it?
Nope.
It's a British show.
It was on ITV over here. Basically, it's this guy called Neil Buchanan who basically taught you how to draw and how to do art and stuff.
Sounds intriguing.
I loved it when I was a kid. And he did these massive aerial sort of images. So he would make a picture out of like clothing or pipework on like a field. And from above, it'd be like a face or an image. And it'd just be like, I don't know how he did it.
Yeah, it's a cool program.
But yeah, it's really cool for me. I'd love to see that back. Because back then, I was really into art as well. So for me, I was used to go in from school and then basically be on by the time you get home, watch it, and then do whatever after. But yeah, that for me, I'd love to see that back again.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
Okay. Nice.
Wow. This is sort of bringing us to the end of the Something Close. Something podcast.
It's been a blast. It's gone so quick.
Yeah, it has gone pretty quick.
Thank you for having us, folks.
Welcome to have you. Thank you.
We want to thank these guys so much.
Yes.
Paul and Wayne from the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews podcast.
Absolutely. Pleasure, folks.
Yep.
For
guys,
joining us.
Where can people find you?
Yeah.
If you wanted to get us on Facebook, I just search for the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews podcast or shoot us an email at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com.
You can follow us on Twitter @thecountdownpc. We're obviously on iTunes. We're on Spreaker. We are also on our Podomatic, the website, so you can find us and follow us there as well.
Awesome.
And to get us, it's Twitter @thesomethingpod, T, S, P.
Yep, we're on Facebook as well as the Something Pod.
Yeah.
And Instagram as the Something Pod. The email address podsomethingsomething@gmail.com.
Well, it's podsomethingsomethingcast@gmail.com.
That's why you do that bit normally.
And yeah, thanks for joining us this week.
Yeah, been awesome. Thanks, guys. Dan.
Thank you so much for having us.
Been it's been a blast for us. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Take care, guys.
See you later.
Bye-bye.